hear the bells ring and they're singing that he can be born again. Hear the bells ring and they're singing Christ is risen from the dead. The angel upon the tombstone said he is risen just like he said. Quickly now, go tell the disciples that Jesus Christ is no longer dead. Joy to the world, he is risen. Hallelujah, he's risen. Hallelujah. 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 They're singing that we can be born again. Hear the bells ring and we're singing Christ is risen from the dead. The angel upon the tombstone said he is risen just like he said. Quickly now, go tell the disciples that Jesus Christ is no longer dead. Joy to the world, he is risen. Hallelujah, he's risen. Hallelujah, he's risen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, we don't look at things that are seen, but things that are unseen. And we're not to live by sight, by appearances, by the way things seem, but by faith in our God, who is greater than all. Amen? He's above it all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your anointing today, Lord. Thank you for your presence here today. Lord, without you we are nothing, can do nothing. In you we live and move and have our being. You are God who created us. You placed us here for such a time as this. We're here for you, Lord. Have your way in me today. God, fix whatever's broken. Amen. Correct whatever's out of the way, Lord. Make every crooked place straight in us. Lord, we want to be a vessel for you. We want your Spirit to flow freely through us, Lord, to a lost and dying world around us. Help us to get over ourselves, to get our eyes off of ourselves, Lord, and upon you. Help us to get our eyes off our problems and on the solution. You are the answer. My God, you told us not to worry about anything. Stop it. Casting all your cares on him. He cares for you. Hallelujah. I believe God is with us. I believe God is for us. I don't believe God is against us. For God so loved the world. He demonstrated his love for us at the cross. That's the God that I know, the God that I serve. He is a good father. He's a perfect father. God, we thank you that you work all these things together for the good, for them that love you and are called according to your purpose. Hallelujah. Lord, help us to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. God, we want to be an encourager, Lord. We ask you for help. Lord, you know what it's like to walk in this world, to live in this world, but you overcame it. And greater is the one who now dwells within us than he that's in the world. That you are moving among us this morning, Lord. That you are healing broken hearts, minds, restoring souls. That you renew our minds, Lord. That you strengthen us by your Spirit. You enable us to be what we couldn't be apart from you. We are your sons and daughters, child of God, blood bought. Hallelujah. And no one is able to snatch us out of our Father's hand. God wants us to unload all the heaviness, all the stuff, all the worries, all the problems that we deal with in life. He wants us to unload it on him, to give it to him. Right? How many know he can handle it? It's one of the lies Satan used in the garden, isn't it? That God really isn't good. He's holding out on you. Because he doesn't do it the way you think he should. He's not good. Aren't you glad he doesn't always do it the way we think it should be done? That's his goodness. He's protecting us from us. Hallelujah. So, it's time to rise and shine. Amen. Rise up. Hallelujah. David went through a period of grief. David went through a season when he lost his son, Absalom. And the day came, he says, that's enough. He washed himself and he moved on. God wants you to move on. Amen. He wants you to put a comma in it, amen? And then remove that comma and move on. Hallelujah. There needs to be a pause. There needs to be a time of grieving, a time of, you know, but we need to go through these things in life. Grieving is part of a process, amen? But it's not to be a way of life. It's time to move on. Come on, it's time to move on. Forgetting that which is behind. Somebody say forgetting that which is behind. We press on towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ. That's the Word of God. So we need to submit ourselves to the Word of God. What does God say about it? Mm-hmm. God wants his people to break free from prison. Come on. Break out. And it'll come out of the shell. Somebody say, come out of the shell. We're not turtles, amen? Thank you, Jesus. Well, Lord, I ask that you direct me today. Direct us by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm glad you came today. Are you glad you came? Yes. Amen. You said that so because it makes me feel good, right?
Yes.
I know it's true. Because we don't have to be here, right? But we get to be here. And we want to be here. I want to gather with my brothers and my sisters. Amen. Hallelujah. This is what we call happy hour. Amen. I knew what the worldly happy hour looked like. Amen. It wasn't so happy after a while. Especially the next day. Amen. But hallelujah. How many know the Lord leaves no regrets? Amen. You can fill up on him. Top off. Amen. Overflowing. Get happy. Get happy in Jesus. I believe. We just need to change our attitude. Amen. And you can praise your way out of anything. Any depression, whatever it was that tries to get on you. But you have to be deliberate. You have to fight against that. Amen. The enemy wants to rob you of your joy. God wants you to have joy. Amen. And it's a joy that the world can't give. And it's not based upon your circumstances or what's going on in your life. It's a supernatural joy. Amen. It's a supernatural peace that passes our own understanding. Try to can't explain it, but you can experience Him. He is our peace. So if you just seek the Lord Himself, and not just the things that God does, not just the hand of God for the things I want and the things I need, but to seek the Lord Himself, because out of Him flows all good things. Amen. Title of the message this morning is Maintaining the Flame. Maintaining the Flame. Hallelujah. How many know our responsibility as a child of God is to maintain the flame? Amen. God provides the oil to the lamp, but we have to trim the lamp. We have to maintain the flame. 2 Chronicles 7:13. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people, how many know this one, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and what? Turn from their wicked ways. All these things, right? Then I will hear from heaven. I'll listen to your prayer and will forgive their sin and heal their land. This is what America needs. Amen. Amen. And this is what the church in America needs. Somebody say amen. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. How many know that God's people can get into mischief, right? We can get in the weeds. We can get into stuff we shouldn't be involved with. We get our feet dirty in this world. Amen. You don't need an entire bath, but you do need to get your feet cleaned. Amen. You just can't avoid it. But there is an answer. There's a solution. Amen. To the sin problem. And that is the blood of Jesus Christ. And by the blood, we have been made free from the power of sin. It can no longer dominate us. It can no longer control us. It's no longer our master. Instead, we're supposed to master it. We're supposed to control it. Amen. And not allow it any access to us. Have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. Amen. As God's people, we are to be holy. God expects holiness because He's holy. And how many know that you can't be holy without Him who is holy? Some people are trying to be holy without Him who is holy. They're just trying in their own efforts to be a good person, good enough, so God will accept them. God accepts you based upon the merits of the blood of Jesus. Amen. And having been received by the Lord, then we, by the power of the Holy Spirit, control what we do in our body so that we live an honorable life in this world. Because we're representing the King. God sets you free from the power of sin so you can live victorious over it. So before you and I were born again, we were spiritually asleep to God. When we were born again, we miraculously woke up to a whole new world. How many know what I'm talking about? The light was on and somebody was home. Jesus came into the picture. Amen. And everything looked different, felt different. I had a new perspective on life. Hallelujah. Yet, even as a believer, amen, we need the Holy Spirit of God. We need His ability, right, working in us to stay awake. How many know that a believer can fall asleep spiritually? How many know you can lack oil in your lamp? So in the New Testament, we are commanded to stay filled with the Holy Spirit. We are commanded to stay filled with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5:18, how many know this? And do not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation, leads to destruction, but be filled with the Spirit. Our responsibility is to stay filled with the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, oil represents the Holy Spirit, right? So God commanded Moses to instruct the children of Israel to bring olive oil to the priests in order to keep the tabernacle lamp burning. Okay? Here's an example of that right here. Amen. They had to continuously keep a feed of oil into the lamp. The priest's responsibility was to trim the wicks, to tend to the flame. Are you hearing me? And the Lord is the one who provides oil. But our responsibility is to keep the flame. All right. And what that does is it illuminates. When we have oil, we can see. The light is on. We can discern. We can make proper judgments when the light is on. When we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we're not easily deceived, are we? Because you can see clearly now what is true and what is false, what is of God and what is not of God. The Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth. We can't know truth except by the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit. You can't learn God in the classroom. You can get intellectual understanding and knowledge of the Word, amen. But if you don't have the oil, you don't have the substance, which is Christ in you, Christo anointed one, amen, then it's just information. And you may be able to wow people even with the information that you have. But if you don't have Christ, amen, it's just a letter. He brings the Word alive. Come on. The Holy Spirit illuminates that showbread, amen, that was on the table across from that menorah, amen? And it's shown on that. And Jesus said, I am the bread of life, amen? Amen. So we can see Jesus. And so today, in Christ, you and I are a royal priesthood. Amen? We don't have people that are designated to be priests like it was under the old covenant. In the new covenant, every born-again believer is a priest. A nation of priests. Israel was to be a nation of priests. But in their flesh, in their humanity, they could not live up to that standard. So today in the new covenant, amen, God places His Holy Spirit in us. Amen. And we become the temple of the Holy Spirit and His royal priests, His priesthood. And as a priest, we are to maintain the flame. And that means that we need to keep a continuous supply of oil. Amen. So the oil is for the lampstand was to be pure. Exodus 27:20. And you shall command the children of Israel that they bring you pure oil of pressed olives for the light, to cause the lamp to burn continually. So the flame was to burn continually, but what that meant was from evening until morning. In other words, throughout the season of night, right, the time of night, the light was to be on. How many know that we are living in a dark time? We're living in that night of this world. But we are God's lamps. Amen? We are to light up the night. We are night lights. So, Jesus came into the darkness of the world, didn't He? Of this world, as a light of the world. He even said, I am what? The light of the world in John 8:12. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Do you understand? They didn't understand why they were putting things together in that tabernacle of meeting on the earth, and why God instructed them to do these things. They just obeyed the instruction of the Lord as they put it together. Well, it was to give us a type or shadow of Christ. Amen? And you and I as His temple. And so, Jesus also proclaimed something else, that you and I are also what? The light of the world. Matthew 5:14, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. So the only way that we can be the light of the world is to have the flame of Christ burning in us. You cannot be the light of the world unless you have the light of the world in you. That's why we must stay filled with the Spirit of God. We worship the Lord in spirit. He inhabits our praise. Come on. We draw near. We come before His presence with singing. We enter His gates with thanksgiving. His courts with praise. Amen. We worship at His footstool. We bow before Him. Amen. And worship Him as King of Kings. Hallelujah. So God told Moses that the priests were to tend the flame and to ensure that the lamp burned continuously throughout the night. Exodus 27:21. He said, in the tabernacle of meeting, outside the veil, which is before the testimony, Ark of the Covenant, Aaron and his sons shall tend it from evening until morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute forever to their generations on behalf of the children of Israel. So once again, this was giving us a picture, okay, of how God would work in our lives. Paul said, know you not that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit dwells within you. This is pointing forward to the blessed time we're living in now, where you and I get to host the Lord Himself. Amen. We're hosts of His presence. Amen. He dwells within us. Amen. And we connect with Him in the Spirit. As we worship and we draw near, we hide ourselves in Him. Amen. How many know that God wants us to be a light? Amen. And we cannot be a light unless we are worshipers of God. The Father's looking for worshipers. He's looking for someone who has a heart after Him and not just the things that He can do for them. Somebody that will seek His face and not just His hand. Come on. God's looking for hunger. He's looking for those who want Him, who are passionate about Him, who are in love with Jesus and not just the things that Jesus does. You see, if it's just based upon the things Jesus does, when He doesn't do it what we want, then it's over. We're mad. We're upset. But when it's not about the things He does, but it's about Him, it doesn't matter what happens to us. We love Jesus. We serve Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. And God invites us into a place in Him where all the worldly things and all the stuff that shakes us, amen, just has no place. Because when we're in His presence, there is that peace that passes all understanding. Amen. And so God allows things in our lives even to wake us up to the realization that we actually need Him. So we will draw near to Him and find satisfaction in Him, find joy and peace and love and all the things that we're really searching for. Unfortunately, too often in this world, how many know the world does not satisfy you like the presence of the Lord? Amen. But when we seek the Lord, hallelujah, we become like Him. We are transformed into His image. Hallelujah. Amen. Just like the moon reflects the sun, the more fully we look to the Lord, amen, the greater the reflection of His glory in the dark of night. You and I are the lamp of God. You and I are the light of the world. And we've got to have oil. Copious amounts of oil. Overflowing amounts of oil. Come on, not a little dab will do ya. Well, I got my sample last Sunday. And then you're starving the rest of the week. Amen. How many know that you can walk with the Lord every day in communion with Him? Amen. Making music in your heart unto the Lord. Stay filled. Stay topped off. Amen. I want to be an overflowing cup. I don't want to be a half full cup. Don't underestimate the importance of the Holy Spirit, of the oil. You know, when we are filling ourselves up on other things or lesser things, then we won't have a sense need of Him. How many know the world can very easily choke you spiritually? Take the place of God in your life. True awakening is what we need. And that awakening comes from the Holy Spirit. Amen? You can't hype this thing up. You can't shout this thing up. Either you're connecting with Him who is life or not. I'm not talking about hype, are we? We're talking about the substance who is Christ, the reality of who He is. He is a life-giving spirit. Where He is, there is life. Amen? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom. Amen? Jesus came to open prison doors. To let those free, amen, that are bound. Whatever you may be bound with today, God wants to break that thing off of you, amen. He wants to release you out of that prison. Amen. It's time to shake off these things, not allow these things any longer, any place in your life, anything that would come before you and the Lord. Amen. Between you and the Lord. God calls you and I to be a vessel, to be His lamp. Amen? But we can never be the source of the Holy Spirit. Some people, they look to man as the source of the Holy Spirit. Come on. And we make gods out of His servants. And people get into trouble because they're putting too much clout in people and not enough in the Lord who sends them. Come on. Isn't that true? So we can be a vessel for God, but we're not the source of life. And if we make it about us, then that's all that people will get is you. And you and I can't change anybody. We can't save anybody. We can't heal anybody. It's got to be the Holy Spirit. When we pray, we say, God, it's got to be You. What we're faced with today in America, it's got to be God. We've got to cry out, amen? We are praying, we're believing for revival, for an awakening in America, amen? A revival and awakening in the Northwest. We're ripe for it. We're ready for it. There's a lot of desperate, empty people out there not knowing where to turn or who to turn to for help. When the shrinks don't have the answer, amen? When the drugs don't have the answer, the sex or whatever it is, they're trying to fill up a void. Jesus is the answer. Spiritual awakening is a work of God. Only He can resuscitate us. Only He can give us life because He's the source of life. Remember the Laodicean church? How many have heard of the lukewarm church? What happened with that church is they were in a place where they had no sensed need of revival. They thought they were doing well. Until the Lord made them aware of their need. So a person who is asleep is not aware that they're asleep. So unless somebody comes and does what? Wakes them up. How many know only Jesus can really wake you up spiritually? How many need to be awakened? You know what? You may have a little flicker going on there. Maybe a smoldering little ember left. Amen. God's not going to despise that. If you've got the flame of God in you, amen, it may be an ember. Amen. It's time to let God breathe on that ember again. Come on. I know when you're shining for Jesus, when you're blazing for Jesus. Amen. Let God just breathe on that ember in your heart again. Let Him resuscitate you. Let Him bring you back to full flame again. The Laodicean church did not know that they were lukewarm. They were doing everything they thought was right and pleasing to God. But they had a problem. They were being choked by the things of this world. And not even aware of it. Oh, they did God a favor. I'm sure they went faithfully to church. But they didn't know their condition until it was revealed to them by the Lord. You see, there's a lot of times we think we're doing okay. Well, what we need to ask is, Lord, how is it really? Remember, this is a church that the Lord was speaking to. So He said, and behold, I stand at the door and knock. Revelation 3:20. If anyone hear My voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him and he with Me. Restored fellowship, relationship. But how many know there's no awakening without repentance? We must return to God. Sin brings death. And the only remedy for sin is repentance. Change your mind. Change your way. Change direction. Forsake those things that you know the Lord disapproves of. And turn to Him for grace. For help. He will enable you. He will empower you to live victorious, amen, over your flesh. You and I are no match for our flesh. Amen. Our flesh is going to get its way unless we rely upon the Holy Spirit. Somebody say amen. That's why we need the oil. We need an abundant supply. We need to stay filled. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is the one who convicts us, doesn't He? He convicts us of sin. John 16:8, and when He, the Holy Spirit, has come, He will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. You know, when we are distant from God, it's not God's fault. It's not because He left us. God's people often are not aware of how far they've drifted until God reveals it. In Malachi 3:7, yet from the days of your fathers you have gone astray, or gone away from Me, from My ordinances, and have not kept them. Return to Me, and I will return to you, says the Lord. He said, return to Me, and I will return to you. That's the order. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. That means I have to be deliberate to say I need to put, amen, the plug in all these things that are choking me out and distracting me away from the most important thing, and that is my relationship with the Lord, and I need to return to Him. I need to seek Him again. I need to draw near to Him. And if I would draw near to Him, He promised that He would draw near to us. And then there was another church, remember in Revelation, the church of Ephesus in Revelation 2:5? This is the church that had left its first love, remember. He said, remember from where you have fallen. Repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. The fear of the Lord means I take God seriously. I obey His voice. Amen. God warned the church at Ephesus that He would remove their lampstand if they did not return to Him. In other words, if they did not repent of their indifference, the assembly would cease to exist and its testimony would die. How many know there are churches today that have lost their testimony because they ignored the Lord's warning to return to Him in the time that He had given them to return? You don't come to God on your time. It's in His time. When God is calling you, that's the time to respond. Say hello, somebody. Amen. When the Lord is knocking at the door, as the beloved to the Shulamite, remember knocking at the door? Well, I'm in bed right now. I don't want to get up. And so he took off. I said, okay. I went out into the city, and all of a sudden the Shulamite wakes up. The woman says, oh my goodness, he's left. And then she had to go on a search. She had to seek to find her beloved. Are you hearing me? When God is speaking to us, we need to be listening. It's always easier just to say, yes, Lord. Lord, help me to do the same. There's many churches that have lost their testimony. And many churches are not even aware that they are dead. I mean, people say, you know, New England is bad. I said, the Northwest is bad, but I lived in New England for a while. And I want to tell you, they need revival in New England. Amen. And we need revival in the Northwest, all over the country. Amen. But especially in certain areas, amen, in this nation right now. They call New England the preacher's graveyard, you know. And again, the problem is that they're asleep and not aware they're asleep. They're dead and not aware that they're dead. They're playing church but they're not being the church. Why? Because they disconnected from Him, who is the source of it all, who is the purpose of it all, the reason for it all. He's the center of it all. It's got to be Jesus and Him. Our relationship, amen, drawing near to Him. And not just coming for, God, I need this, God, I need that. But come to Him, that you might know Him. For this is eternal life. So this church at Ephesus had left its first love. In other words, the fire of its affection had died. The passion, enthusiasm of its earlier days had disappeared. Oh, they were still busy having church services. And they were sound in their teaching even. But their burning love for the Lord Himself had died. How many know that church can replace the Lord sometimes? Church activity. And God says, I want you to return to your love, the love relationship that we had in the beginning, where you didn't care about much except me. You weren't worried about anything except me. Amen. You were just happy to be with me. How many remember when you first fell in love? Amen. You couldn't wait to be with that person. All you could do is think about that person. Amen. And say, man, I can't wait to reconnect with the one that I love. Amen. That's that first love. That's that flame. Amen. Of passion. Hallelujah. And God is saying, you don't love me like you used to. You don't spend time like we used to. We don't connect. And God hasn't moved. We're the ones that have moved. Amen? God always is there. He's always there. Amen? But we can drift without even realizing it. And God says, just return. Return to me. If you go to Ephesus today, as you know, it's nothing but ruins. Because they did not heed the word of the Lord. And they lost their candle stand. They lost their witness. Come on. As individuals, you and I can lose our witness if we don't stay connected to Him who is the source of all life. If we don't stay plugged in, amen, to the source of life, amen, and that is the Holy Spirit. Amen. We can lose our witness. And our effectiveness. And we'll find ourselves becoming prey to the enemy and his devices and his lies. We need the Lord. We need to have a renewed passion again in Jesus' name. Amen. So church business sometimes, even activity, can become the priority. But not a passionate love for the Lord. Man, when we come, our hearts should be hungry. Our hearts should be open. Our hearts should be pursuing the presence of the Lord. Amen? We come here, we all got stuff we got to deal with in life. God doesn't want us sitting in that. He wants us to unload it. He wants us to pour out our hearts before Him. Amen? Because He wants to replace that stuff with Him. And all of a sudden, our problems that seem to be so big shrink. To now to a perspective where like that was what I was so concerned about. Come on. If you got Jesus, you got everything you need. He's all I need. He's all I need. If I've got Him, it's covered. I don't always understand how it's going to work out, but because we have Jesus, it's going to work out. God's presence brings an awareness of our need to return to Him. Remember Isaiah, when he encountered the Lord in Isaiah 6, in the year that King Uzziah died? I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of His robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim, each one had six wings. With two He covered His face, with two He covered His feet, and with two He flew. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. These are the angels. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with His glory. Are you encountering God? When we encounter God, it changes your perspective. Isaiah was a changed man after this encounter. And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. So I said, woe is me, for I am undone. I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Prior to this encounter with the Lord, Isaiah also thought he was doing okay. Come on. How many know we need the presence of the Lord to see clearly, to have the light on, to realize where we have fallen and where we need to get back to? I don't want to see us as a church or anyone in here to die out, to lose your testimony. Come on. It's time to rekindle that flame. Amen. That love, that passion for Jesus again. And how does that happen? Well, what you eat will determine who you are. You're eating His Word. You're drinking of His presence. Amen. You're going to become, amen, in love with Jesus. You're going to want more of Him. He's too good. Amen. You can't just have a little dab. Taste and see. And you know what? We got to get beyond sampling to guzzling. Drinking deep from the wells of salvation. I like that, guzzling. We'll call this guzzling hour. Come on, we're not here at the sample bar, right? Oh, yeah, a little Adam. Whatever, whatever. But when you really know you need, that's a good place to be. You have to have a sense need of Him before you're going to really seek His presence. And when you touch Him, when you experience God, it changes everything. Isaiah, man, he was cleansed. He had a filthy mouth. He lived around people with a filthy mouth. And he all of a sudden, that right away he knew, man, I am filthy in His presence. How many know the Lord wants to clean up His house? Clean up His people. He wants to clean up our conversation. Amen? He wants to deliver us from potty mouth. We need to speak life. That which edifies. That which builds. It's possible also to be brought into an awareness of your true condition and yet still refuse to repent. In other words, yeah, I know what I need to do. Yeah, I know what I need to do. One of these days. How many people died before that day ever came? One of these days I'll repent and get right with God. And then they died. When God is calling you, when God is drawing you, that is the time that you must respond to His voice. Amen. We need to first recognize that God is good. Amen. You don't want to pursue a God if He's not good. Amen. You can't love a God who's not lovely. You can't desire a God who's not desirable. Do you desire the Lord? He's desirable. Do you love Jesus? He's lovely. He's easy to love when we get to know Him. The more that we know Him, the more that we will love Him. If you draw near to Him, He draws near to you. It's good in that place. But when we're distant and we become cold and indifferent, come on, it's not good. God didn't call you to the dry, parched places. He wants you to have abundance, a full, meaningful life. Filled with Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. And again, Ephesus thought it was doing well. Laodicea thought they were doing well until the manifest presence of the Lord brought them to an awareness of their situation. And so I don't want to be one of those who knows what I need to do but doesn't do it. Otherwise, we're deceiving ourselves, isn't that right? We need to be doers of the word. When God speaks to us, we need to obey His voice. Amen. Otherwise, we're being deceived. What does true spiritual awakening do? It always leads to holiness, holy living. Because holiness is found in Him. You can't abide in the Lord. You cannot abide in the Lord and continue to practice sin. Even God rejected His people's worship in Isaiah's day when they entered the place of worship with sin-filled lives. He said in Isaiah 1:15, "When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood." Then He said in verse 16, "Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, put away the evil of your doings before my eyes, cease to do evil." In other words, repent. Stop doing these things that grieve the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. And then He will hear your prayers. Repent. Come to the Lord. Ask Him to forgive you. Ask Him to cleanse you. Ask Him to give you the strength you need. Amen? To maintain a steady course. Apart from Him, we can do nothing. Again, He has to be the center. He has to be the reason. It's not about things, stuff that we do. It's about Jesus at the center. He desires a heart for Him more than service for Him. God desires a walk with Him more than our work for Him. Amen? We're called to co-labor together with Him. That means we do life together with the Lord. I'm not working for God. I'm walking with God. Amen. And we do the work together. Come on. Because we cannot effectively work for Him if we're not really walking with Him. And yet people do. There are dead churches, amen. There are people that are doing all kinds of good Christian activities, amen. But if they don't have the substance, which is Christ, it's all in vain. All fruit flows out of Him. Amen. All good works flow out of Him. All works that will not be burned up flow from His heart. Are you hearing me? Through a vessel that is yielded and willing to allow Him to flow through them. And that's why, as the candle of the Lord, we've got to maintain the flow of the oil, amen, and maintain the flame. And I believe the trimming of the wick can speak of getting rid of the things in your life, amen, that would cause the flame to smolder. Are you hearing me? And that means if God says, cut this out, it's unnecessary. Amen. It's always easier to say, yes, Lord, than for Him to have to discipline you. And He'll do that if necessary. But sometimes the Lord has to take out the pruning shears. Are you hearing me? He has to cut some sucker branches. He has to get rid of the stuff that's just in the way. And it's hindering you from being that vessel that He can flow through. Amen? That He can work through. I think this is... I don't know about you, but I want to bear much fruit. How many want to bear much fruit? I want to glorify the Lord. Amen? Jesus paid the highest price. He made the greatest investment of Himself on that cross to redeem us, to bring us to Himself. Amen? To enter into eternal life and to have an inheritance someday, amen? And He's allowing us to partner with Him in His mission on the earth to store up for ourselves treasures in heaven, not because we deserve that, but because He's a good Father and He wants to share His kingdom with His children, amen? And so God says, I don't want you to go without Me. I don't want you to get out there and do your own thing. I want you to draw near to Me. And I want you to learn My voice. And He has to humble us, amen, so that we learn that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, right, that proceeds from the mouth of God. We live on His word. We feed on His word. I'm listening. Are you listening? Lord, I need to hear Your voice. Speak to me, Lord. I'm listening. Can God speak to you? Yeah. If you know, He can speak to the one who's going to listen to Him. Well, Jesus said this to the Pharisees of His day, the religious leaders, Mark 7:6. He said, well, did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites? As it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Now, I'm just going to keep it real today, and I'm going to make a confession. There's been more than one time, I think, when I've just done that. I've sang the song because it's expected of me to sing along. Or I'm joining with other people, I don't want to be the oddball, so I'll just move my lips a little bit. Are you hearing me? So you can sing the song, and yet your heart can be far from the Lord. I don't want to be like that. I want my heart alive, burning with a holy passion, amen, for the Lord, for His presence, hallelujah. So my worship is authentic. I'm worshiping Him in the Holy Spirit, amen. I'm worshiping Him authentically, in truth. God's looking for worshipers. They have a passion for His presence. Amen? Not just what He can give us, but what we really need is Him. I give you Jesus. You have Him, everything else will follow. You seek Him above everything else, He'll take care of the rest of this stuff. Amen. Quit worrying about, fretting about, what am I going to do? Say, Lord, what are we going to do? Because I'm not doing this alone. I'm not going to just depend on my own wisdom here. And God will give you an instruction if you settle down and change your attitude. And He'll start speaking to you. I found out that God doesn't speak to me when I've got an attitude most of the time. He waits till I get an attitude adjustment and then He'll start talking to me. He said in Proverbs 1:23, almost finished, turn at my rebuke, surely I will pour out my spirit on you. What? Turn at my rebuke, surely I will pour out my spirit on you. And I will make my words known to you. Spiritual awakening produces a heart of willing obedience. Philippians 2:13, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure. Some Christians are aware of what God expects, but they're unwilling to do it. May it not be so of us. Amen. May we be a willing servant. Jesus said, be like that servant that's got his loins girt about. Amen. He's got his robe collected up so that he can run in response to the master's commands, to his voice. I want to be a hearer and a doer of the word. And when we are awake, we hate the things that God hates. And we love the things that God loves. When you're in love with somebody, you don't want to do things that grieve them. You're not comfortable grieving the one you love. Amen? The Bible says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, which is in you. It's time to turn. Return to your first love. I know I'm talking to somebody this morning. And Lord, I want to be closer to you. Lord, I don't want to be an actor, a hypocrite. Lord, I want to live this. I want to be an example. I want to demonstrate the truth, Lord. And I want you, Lord, to use me as a vessel for you. Would you take a moment right now to bow your heads before the Lord and ask Him to forgive you of your attitude, if that's you, and ask Him to restore you, to renew you. Lord, I ask for your mercy today, that you pour out your mercy upon us today. I pray, Lord, that as a body, we will return to you. Not just come to you for the things we want or even the things we need, but that we will come to you because we need you. May you be the reason why we live. The reason I live is to worship you. when I find the joy of reaching your heart and my world becomes enthroned in your love, then all things that surround become shadows in the light of you. Draw me close to you, Lord. Draw me close. Would you ask the Lord to do that? Just draw me today, Lord. Forgive me. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Wash me in your blood and draw my heart to you. Lord Jesus, I ask you to set my heart on fire for you. Rekindle that flame within me. Lord, I want to burn for you again. God, I want a passion for you again. I want to run for you. I want to walk with you. I want to live for you. I want to honor you. I want to please you, glorify you. Help me, Jesus. I need your help. I need your strength, Lord. I need you to renew a right spirit within me. Create in me that clean heart, oh God. And renew a right spirit within me. Hallelujah. Lord, give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning. I am your candle. I am your lamp. And Lord, I want to burn. Give me oil, Lord. Give me oil. It's time to get refueled. If your lamp is going out, don't be the five foolish. Be the five wise virgins. It's time to get refueled. Shura mama. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. He is coming in an hour when you think not. Watch and pray always that you be counted worthy to escape all these things that are coming upon the earth and to stand before the Son of Man. Hallelujah. Awake, sleeper. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Jesus is the light of the world. Lord, I want to burn for you. Light that fire in me, Jesus. Burn in me, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.